Hey everyone, Connor here.
And Gabe.
Welcome back to Science Unscripted. Look, way back at the beginning of the coronavirus outbreak, we discussed on the show the negative effects of quarantine and what lockdowns or stay-at-home measures could do to people. But we wanted to kind of get an update on that.
Yeah, 2 months into the crisis, we went and spoke with a psychotherapist about what his patients who are dealing with mental issues, how they are faring in this crisis.
Science Unscripted.
My name is Alex Beisenherz. I'm a psychotherapist and psychiatrist, and I'm working in a practice, and I see about 5 or 6 clients a day.
Alex, you're on the front lines in some way when it comes to the coronavirus. You're seeing how people are psychologically dealing with it. What are you hearing from them?
Well, different things. Some people are very concerned. Other people, they feel more relaxed, being less busy. So you have the whole spectrum, and some diseases are getting worse.
When you say concern with regard to the coronavirus, what are they concerned? What are they talking to you about inside their heads?
Well, I'm treating obsessive compulsive clients also, and they can be very concerned of attracting the virus. They are concerned to breathe when they're in public, and basically overestimating the harm, basically for their own infection. If I ask them what's the risk that you're going to die of the infection, they would overestimate that value, and they would say maybe 95%.
And you also say that it's having almost a positive impact. You say it's relaxing. What are they saying there?
Well, being with the family and, you know, more spending more time in nature, in the garden, and having less appointments can be relaxing. But I'm a bit concerned that this sounds like I'm just putting the positive effects of it. Of course, I clearly see the negative effects as well.
A lot of talk has been about quarantine and how it's affecting us. But let's get into maybe the financial aspects of what's happening as a result of the coronavirus crisis. Is that maybe potentially worse, the fear of losing my job, my house, everything else, than quarantine?
I would think so, especially in Germany. You know, we have quarantine that is not Wuhan-style quarantine. You know, it was not like in China, people cannot leave the house. Basically, people can leave the house here, and I would recommend them to do that. Also, be in nature, even meet friends if they keep the distance. You know, you're allowed to meet one person, and then it's not as hard, of course, as really hard lockdowns like the one in China.
For somebody looking into the future and is scared of that uncertainty, maybe some anxiety, what do you tell that person? How do you help them as they look to the future?
Basically, a lot of my work is connecting people to their resources. You know, of course, it's important to take these fears seriously and to talk to them about it. But it's also, I try to connect them to their resources.
What does that mean? Resources? Connect them to their resources?
Well, resources are basically things, being with your family, if you have a good family, and being out in nature, like all the things that are fun, that are nice, that are soothing, that are relaxing for your nervous system to get into contact with that side within themselves.
It's not out of the question that the person listening to this broadcast right now, wherever they are in the world, could be struggling with the idea of putting their life back together after this tumultuous period. Is there a message that you can give to that person? Is it that simple? Is there something that you could say to help them?
Yes, I would say that I'm very sorry that they are affected, and it's a serious threat, and I can understand their position, and I know that we are in a very privileged position here in Germany, and I know that there's a lot of people out there who are not in that privileged position. People are dying of hunger at the moment, and my sympathy and empathy goes out to these people.
Very important and powerful words there from Alex Beisenherz.
That we heard sitting in his office in the Eifel region looking out at the green rolling hills. Empathy at this point can go a long way.
Science Unscripted.